Zakta Helga Mishnah Vaita Mesach is Nazir Peri Gimel Mishnah Hey. We learned till now that if a Nazir becomes Tamei, he loses his days of Naziris that he counted till now. Pretty sad if he's at the end of a 100-day Naziris, like we learned before. He has to start again from scratch, according to Rabbi Eliezer, at least the last 30 days. If he becomes Tamei, Lamaisa, you lose the days of Naziris, and you have to shave and bring special karbanos that a Tamei de Nazir has to bring, and then he starts again. There are certain types of tumas. We're going to learn about this later on in Perek Zayin Bez Hashem, where although he becomes tummy, although he's not allowed to do it, but for that he doesn't lose his days of Naziris. One of them would be if he's in a cemetery. Being in a cemetery makes him tummy, but he would not lose his days of Naziris. Now our Mishnah begins as follows. This person over here, in Peri Gimel Mishnah Hey, picked a very strange place to decide that he's a Nazir. Misha Nazir, this person was mekabel upon himself to be a Nazir. You know where he is? V'hu b'beis ha'kvaris. He's in a beis ha'kvaris. He starts his Naziris being Tamei Meis. Zakta Mishnah, afilu ha'yasham, even if he was there, from that point and on, shloishim yom, 30 days, 30 complete days. Ein oylo min aminyan. You're going to have to become Tahar and then start counting 30 days all over again. Although the Einoi may be Karban Tum. When he comes out after 30 days, he's not going to bring the normal Karbanos that a Nazir Tamei has to bring. Why not? Really, two reasons. First of all, this din, when a Nazir becomes Tamei, he does a special shaving and there are special Karbanos, that's only for a Nazir that was Tahar and became Tamei. He was never Tahar. Second of all, for this type of tumah of being in a basic forest, he would never do teklachas and bring carbon tumah. But even if this person would become tummy with direct contact to a mace, where normally you do lose your naziris and you would have to bring special carbones and shave, not him, because he was never tar. But, says the Mishnah Vayter, Yotze v'nichnas, if this nazir who made this neder in the basic forest to be a nazir, left, and he was mitire himself from his tumah. That meant for the next 7 days, he did what he had to do. On day number 3 and 7, they sprinkled on him water that was mixed with the ashes of the Parah Adumah, then there was tefillah. And then he goes back into the Beis HaKfaris. Zakta Mishnah, oy leloy min haminyan. Then the days that he counted when he was tahar still count. He does not lose those days. Even though he goes back into the Beis HaKfaris, because going into a Beis HaKfaris, although he's not allowed to do it, but it's not the type of tumah that you lose your naziris. And the days that he had outside, the mice count. Now, if he would become tummy with one of the tumahs that a nazir normally loses his naziris, then at this point, it may be carbon tumah, he would bring a carbon tumah. That's how the Batanura brings it from the Gemara to teach the words of the Mishnah. Lamaisa, what's the Tanakhama telling me? That if on the day he becomes tahar, he becomes tummy mace in such a way where that type of tumah would cause him to lose his Naziris, even if that happened on the day he becomes tar, he loses everything, even the first day. Rabbi Eliezer disagrees. Rabbi Eliezer Oimer, loy boy bayar. You don't lose what you counted if it's the first day. In other words, if he was mitire himself, and on day number 1, on that first day, he became tummy, let's say he touched the maze, so he has to go be mitire himself. But once he's mitire himself, he starts counting from day 1 and on. He doesn't lose the first day. Shenemar, because Legabi the Nazir, the Pasik says, Vayomim Harashoinim Yiplu. The first days fall off if he becomes Tamei. Ah, Loshin Rabim, Achiyula Yom Rashoin. If it was more than 1 day, then he loses the days. But if it was only 1 day, he doesn't lose it. Rather, he's Mitari himself, and he continues to count from that day and on. He does not lose that first day, as a halt Rabbi Eliezer, and says the Batinur, the halacha is like Rabbi Eliezer. So, if someone was makabel Naziris in a Beis HaKvarais, the Naziris is chal. He can't drink wine. He can't shave. If he does so, he'd be chayiv malchus. And if he was warned to leave and he doesn't, he would be chayiv malchus just for that. But lemaisa, his days in the Beis HaKvarais don't count for his Naziris, even if he's there for the next 30 days. He has to come out, he has to be mitire himself, and then he can start counting. If he came out and he was mitire himself and went back in, the days on the outside do count. The days after he was tahar. But if he becomes tummy with another type of tumah, not just being in a basic chorus, and again, Later on in Perek Zayin, we'll see exactly which types of tumah cause him to lose his nazirus. But if he becomes tamei afterwards with the type of tumah where you lose your nazirus, that's what's going to happen. Then he loses all the days, and he has to do taglachas and bring the carbon tumah. What if a nazir becomes tamei on the very first day he was metayer himself? According to the Tanakhama, well, he lost that day also. According to Rabbi Eliezer, no. After he's metayer himself, he starts counting from that day and on. But that first day he does not lose, because when the pasuk says that the nazir loses his days of nazirus, the pasuk uses lashon rabim vayom harishonim yiplu. But if you've never even got one day, it doesn't get lost. The first day does count.